I create all without judgment. I create all without judgment. Isn't that an exciting adventure? To create all without judgment? Every attitude of my life, every day of my life, every moment of my being, I create all without judgment. Because all is just such a wonderful thing to do. All is just such a wonderful activity to be engaged in. Really? Well, what is all? Okay. I create games without judgment. I just play the game. I play the game because it's an interesting idea. It's an interesting use of principle. It's an interesting use of a technique to accomplish a goal in a game. And every game has the beginning and the end in the middle. And I just delight in playing the game because it is so creative and it's with no judgment, just with the fun. And marriage, oh yes. I create marriage in my own and all the other marriages of the world just for the fun, without judgment. I am not possessed by the marriage. I am not owned by it. The marriage merely means that I'm together with someone that I love and I'm sharing a wonderful time with someone I love. Whatever takes place is immaterial. The only thing that takes any meaning or consequence is that I create all without judgment. I create the marriage without judgment. And what an ideal marriage that is. My goodness sakes. Oh, and of course I create children without judgment. I create little children who just know in their hearts always the right thing to do. They're part of the one consciousness of the universal consciousness of the race. They're part of race consciousness. They're part of a consciousness that goes beyond race consciousness. They're part of the universal consciousness. And because of that, they do everything right. And I look at them without judgment. I don't expect them to do one thing or another. I just know that within them, they know the right thing to do at all times. And science is doing studies on that right now and finding out that that's true. And they're saying that children have a morality. Children have, well, where does this come from? It comes from the universal consciousness. It comes from the universal oneness. It comes from the allness. It's that which always exists and always will exist and is everywhere present. But if we are in one culture or another culture, we have different attitudes that we live by. And so we have done not a judgment about it, but we have an attitude about it. So what is our attitude about the culture we're living in? We just flow with it. Now, in the culture that you're living in, if they have things that they do that are really not what you think is highest and best, then what do you do? What do you do when a culture is doing something that you do not think is the highest and best? What do you do? How do you handle it? Well, if you handle it without judgment, everything will be just perfect. It is not ours to judge what others do. It is ours to be who we are, the ideal, wonderful beings that we are. And then all the world is our reflection. And so if the world as our reflection is not exactly what we delight in or appreciate, then it's up to us to create another reflection, to have another attitude inside of us and be another beingness. I create all without judgment. See, it has no judgment to it. I create my children without judgment. I see them just, each one, a genius, fantastic, glorious, wonderful. No judgment, just fantastic. And all children are that way, not just mine, but all children everywhere, all the time. And that's the only kind I meet. And I create pets. I create pets as a joy for me, as a delight for me. And I create them in every way in my world, in my life, and they are fantastic. They are delightful. And there's no judgment about it. There's only a recognition that they are fantastic. They are delightful. They are wonderful. And I don't say, you got to be that way because I thought you that way or whatever. I just say they are. And you see, there's a great difference in saying they are and in saying they got to be. There's a great difference in saying something exists already and something is to be pending or becoming, because anything pending or becoming is not something I want in my world. My world is made up of things that already exist, and my purpose in being myself and having fun is to reveal all that my world is and has and does, and enjoy it. My work is that way. My work is a revelation of my imagination, my dream, not the big corporate people who run the show, not the people who pay the bills, not any. It's me. How do I, in whatever task I have, however my work is, how do I look at it? Do I look at it as fantastic, glorious, wonderful, amazing? Do I look at it from that point of view? Or do I look at it from the point of view that it's somebody else who's conducting it? I have no judgment about it. I create all without judgment. I create school without judgment. I don't say I don't know something. I'm going to learn something in school. I say the school is going to show me techniques of revealing what already exists, revealing the knowledge of the universe that's already everywhere present. And I use it, I live it, I enjoy it, I delight in it, I see it in everything I do, because that's who I am. I see divinity as something absolutely spectacular. The divinity is not something that I create, it all exists. But I create all without judgment. I create my observation of my creation, of how I am aware or revealing the world about me, without judgment, with the feeling that it is wonderful and good. I don't say it's hard to learn, it's hard to reveal, it's hard to be in charge of it. I just say I let go and let the wisdom of the universe reveal to me all the magic that I am, because that's the truth about me. That's the truth about who and what I am. That's the truth about all. That's the only thing that makes any difference at all, anywhere, anytime in the universe. Anywhere, anytime in the universe. I am one. I live in such an awareness. I live in such non-judgmental attitude. I live in such peace that as that peace reveals itself to me in my world, I delight in it and love it. Yes, all is divinity and I'm revealing it. All is God. All is God. I am God. You are God. All is God. There is nothing but God. God is the energy of the universe, the principle of the universe, the essence of the universe, the allness of the universe, and the isness and the finiteness and the infiniteness of the universe. And as that, we play a game. I create all without judgment. I create humanity without judgment. And I create humanity as having a wake-up call within itself, awareness that it is divine, that it is grand, that it is good. And as this wake-up call, this divinity, this awareness within each is revealed to us, we don't say, oh my goodness, how wonderful. We just delight in it and say, now that is wonderful. It's what we create without judgment. It's how we live without judgment. This is how all things are. This is how all wisdom reveals itself. This is how all knowledge reveals itself. This is how you and I reveal ourselves on the great scheme of things. Today I am that I am, and I am living in perfect harmony, perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect oneness at all times. Perfect oneness at all times. Perfect oneness at all times. I create all without judgment.